The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
Catch up with Heidi, Will and Woody 24-7. This is The Catch-Up. And catch up with friends 24-7 at Crown. Crownperth.com.au.
In this catch-up, have you changed your baby's name? And where should we hide the ripe avocados?
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip, and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
And we're very, very excited to have this fella on the show.
Come on. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, please welcome
our next guest. Born in Gunnedah, New South Wales, his witty nature saw him graduate from the University of Sydney. With a keen interest in entertainment, he played in bands and eventually made his TV debut in Skid House as this bloke.
It's his training bus, Bowler.
How you going?
He's entertained Australian troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, and now even has his own quiz show. Please welcome the very funny Tom Gleeson.
Yes, Tom Gleeson, how are you, mate?
Mildly confused. Good to be here, though. Of course, I'm a hard quiz returning this Wednesday to the ABC. I look a little different, but I'll be happily hosting it.
Oh, is it always the dream, Tom, for a segment on a show to become its own show?
I'm still baffled. It's a dream just to be on. Let's face it, on television, as anyone who's ever appeared on Dancing with the Stars will tell you.
Tom.
Great. Speaking to Heidi, Woody or Bill.
Tom Gleeson, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Heidi.
Just say, both. We did this to Tom Gleeson last week. Here's that audio.
Tom Gleeson.
Yes, there he is.
Tom, welcome.
Tom. Oh, I'm feeling really good. It's just great to be here talking about have you been paying attention.
Yep. Great.
I'd like you to tune in 9:30 every Monday. Very exciting to be back at Channel 10. Have you been paying attention?
That's great. Both of you responded pretty much exactly the same.
Except Tom got the wrong time. It's 8:30.
Yeah. I was waiting for you to pick up on that, mate.
Tom, we love having you on the show. We just thought, since we did it to Tom Gleeson last week, we may as well do it to you this week.
Why not? Who's tomorrow? The fastest man in the world, Andrew Bolt?
That's not bad, Mr. Gleeson.
Well, exciting stuff for you, because have you been paying attention is coming back in 2017.
Yes, we're part of the Channel 10 Upfront announcements, which is great. We love doing the show every Monday night, getting a group of friends into the studio, and I get to fire questions at them.
Well, one of your friends tonight, Tom, is a man that I know pretty well, Lawrence Mooney. Now, he's a pretty loose character. How do you keep him in check, and how much do you need to edit after the filming?
We have 7 Network 10 lawyers on speed dial. A little bit of trimming may well be required after Lawrence appears, but we'll see how we go.
Tom, I think that what you love so much about the show is just actually meeting all the celebs on there, because I was looking through your Twitter this morning and there's not much else on there except you posing for photos with everyone who's on every single week.
Posing awkwardly with celebrities. Well, tonight, Heidi, we've got the Veronicas, Jess and Lisa, as guest quizmasters, and I don't know. You've probably met them. How do you tell them apart?
Actually, I think one has tattoos. Oh, no, they both have tattoos. I was going to say one's tall. No, they're exactly the same.
Oh, good. Okay. You know,
they're identical. Tom, they actually both got number 9 in the Maxim Top 100 recently.
Yeah.
So even Maxim can't tell them apart.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll sort of wing it tonight, but we'll see how we go. I'll ask to see one of their tattoos. Would that be overstepping the
line? No, I don't think so.
No,
go for it.
No, maybe get Lawrence Mooney to do it instead. Yeah. Safer. Hey, Tom, I also wanted to mention to you very quickly, mate. This is something we spoke about last week. I know you were saying that your show has been obviously added to the 2017 lineup on Channel 10. But a bloke that I know who's had quite a lot to do with Working Dog is Glenn Robbins, who's just had Russell Coit announced again for 2017. Have you got any involvement in that, mate?
Yes, we absolutely will be working with Russell. We've always loved the character.
Yeah, mate, often, it's unbelievable. Yeah.
Often Glenn and I get together and talk about bringing him back, but we've just both been sort of life's got in the way. But I think what happened was that 10 bought the rights to the old series and was just played them on the digital channel. I think it was Channel 11.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And the response was just so overwhelming.
Oh, mate, he's such a cult figure. He really is.
It pushed us. So, yes, we'll be dragging out the shorts and the hat and,
yes. And
putting some more Russell together.
How great is that? And when you're working on set with Glenn, is it just, you know, is there a moment where you have to go, all right, mate, can we drop Russell for a little bit and let's talk about this? Or is
the two characters do intersect on several levels. Yeah.
It'd be good to have a beer with him. Have you ever had a one-on-one beer with Russell?
Oh, don't drink with Glenn. He's, he's one beer and he turns very violent. It'll be alcohol-free shoot.
Oh, mate, well, thank you so much for joining us again, Tom. Really appreciate it, mate. We do love how you've been paying attention. As you said, it is about as crazy as you've made it sound as well. It's 8:30 Channel 10s. A bunch of people obviously enjoy each other's company, having a blast and getting questions fired at them about what you should know about. So all in all, a pretty good time. And thanks for joining us, Tom. I really appreciate it, mate.
Cheers. Thanks,
Thomas. Promise we'll get the name right next time. I can't believe how well you guys have played that. You've really, we're not going to do that again, actually.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Now, I would really love you guys to give us a call. 131060 is the number. I just need to know if you're going to the supermarket or you think you're going to be going to the supermarket early this week.
Also, like today or tomorrow.
Yep. Oh, Wednesday? Will we allow Wednesday?
Yeah, I'll let a cheeky Wednesday slide in there, if you like.
I'd call.
Only
that's
because
mid-week,
I'm feeling generous.
You know.
I'd call.
Yeah, all right, 131060 is the number. I might be able to help you out with something, but you got to give us a call first. If you're going to the supermarket, if today or, I don't know, up to when. I'm allowing Wednesday.
Yeah, that's good.
Wednesday,
that's fair.
Up till.
Don't call with Thursday. Don't want to hear from you.
Don't want to hear from it.
Don't want to hear
I'll
from
actually
you.
Spit on the ground if somebody calls out on Thursday.
Oh, gosh.
Get out of here.
Do not sit on that carpet.
I didn't, but I said I would if somebody calls up on a Thursday. And a Friday, walk out, straight up. Give us a call if you go to the supermarket early next week. Here's what I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Got people to call up that got on the supermarket between Monday, early this week.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you for calling all those people. If anyone's caught up with a Thursday,
you're out.
I'll be annoyed. Wednesday's the final day. But here's the deal. Right now, getting warmer.
Mm-hmm.
Woody, what's the food everyone wants to eat?
Icy poles.
No.
I love it. Oh.
There's heaps of stuff.
Ando, groceries. What's a hot grocery item right now?
Probably mangoes.
Fail.
Oh, blueberries. Blueberries are $3.50.
No, I mean, like, no.
Oh, avocados.
Avocados. Ando,
avocados.
Finally.
Why
bang.
Avocados?
Because they're not really... you can get them in winter.
You
but
can,
better,
but it's more importantly,
more
it's the massive demand on avos this time of year because everyone likes an avo in their salad.
Yeah.
At this time of year,
God, I do like a summer salad with an avocado.
Summer salad with an avocado, chicken.
Light my pants on fire.
Absolutely. Now, quite seriously, they're bloody hard to get. And the problem is that you get all these people that go into the supermarket bloody early these days, and they're racking up all the good avocados, so you're left with these green rocks.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but if you put it in your windowsill.
Yeah, and here's the thing. See, not many people, me included, are people that shop, you know, for 3 days ahead. I shop for them for one night only.
That's expensive. Yeah. That's where you're wasting all your money.
Yeah, sorry, Ando.
No food wastage that way. You eat everything you buy that day.
Yeah,
okay, good point.
All right, so here's the deal.
Good point,
Woods. I was thinking about this the other day when I went to the supermarket, I was like, what we need is we need to work together, right?
Yeah.
And I only want to help out the people that listen to this show.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to create like an avocado, a ripe avocado secret society, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there's what we're going to do
is
when you go and get an avocado, right?
Yep.
You kind of pay it forward to the next person and you get the ripe ones, right? And we're going to all of us, put them in a certain area of the avocado punnet, right? So it's going to be like bottom left.
Oh,
so like buried underneath bottom left.
I'll do Wembley IGA. Right?
So Christine.
I'll do Dog Swamp.
Christine from Baldivers, how are you?
I'm good.
Christine, obviously pretty tough time to buy avos at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you're going to the supermarket between Monday and Wednesday this week?
Yeah, I'm going Tuesday.
Okay, delish. Mm. So when you go, obviously take a ripe one for yourself, you know, you've got to feed yourself. But if you find another ripe one in there, right, you got to pay it forward and you want to put the avocado bottom left of the punnet.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
No, hang on, Christine.
It's got to be buried bottom left.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Depends which way you're standing. Because bottom left, depending on which way you're looking, can be different.
If you're facing the punnet,
if you're facing the punnet,
it's the closest corner to you on the left-hand side.
So, from Wembley, none of us
fly in from the top when we go and get an avocado.
Hang on a second, just listen to me.
What?
In Wembley IGA, you can stand 270 degrees around the thing. So bottom left,
but
when
it's,
you're facing
but it's angled
way,
down, isn't it?
No, there's three angles. There's just a box.
Oh, wow. That Wembley IGA is way too jazzy.
I would say that to fix the situation, rather than just torching me, would be to face the checkout.
No, Woody. It's bottom left, mate.
All right, let's just confuse everyone. Let's just do it.
And well, look, I'm sorry.
No, because most places aren't jazzy. Like, I went to IGA in Wembley the other day. Yeah. Most places it is just a square.
For those
I know,
of
I
you
got
that
a dog
go to Wembley IGA, for those of you who go to Dog Swamp,
Dog Swamp, Woolworths.
Wherever the hell Dog
Swamp. Hey, it's in Yokine. Whoever
goes to the tip for their avocados. We've got Nadia here from Rockingham.
Hey, Nadia.
How you going? Nadia, you going to the... Sorry. I'm going to go back to Christine.
Stuffy, Nadia.
No, I'm coming back to Nadia.
We'll come back to Nadia.
Christine, I will be checking on you after Tuesday, mate. So,
okay.
All right. Catch you later. Bye. Nadia from Rockingham, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Nadia,
how are you?
You're going to the supermarket between Monday and Wednesday this week?
Yeah, I'm going tomorrow.
Perfect. Okay. You're going to be getting some avocados.
Okay.
No. Are you or not?
I mean, I could, yeah.
Okay, great.
You should.
Okay. But the important thing is, and this is for everyone who's in the Secret Avocado Appreciation Society, the Ripe Avocado Appreciation Society. What is that? Ripe Avocado Appreciation Society. In the RAS. If you're in the RAS, you need to go in there and find some ripe ones and bury them in the bottom left. Okay?
Okay.
Of the punnet.
Are you actually going to do it, Nadia? Do you reckon
Good
work.
Okay, great, because we'll check up on you as well.
And maybe put a few hard ones on top of them to hide it a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Thanks, Nadia. Thank you very much. Okay, so that means I've got two people there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about this again tomorrow.
Okay. But
I just want to set a couple of wheels in motion. If you're listening now and you didn't call up then, that's fine. But a bit of passive play along. Mm-hmm. If you're going to the supermarket today or tomorrow, get in there, even if you're not getting yourself a ripe avocado, get to the punnet, get a couple of ripe ones, bury them down the bottom left.
Or just like me, just take 10.
Now, if you bloody go, this is what I'm talking about. If you see a vulture, if you manage to see a vulture getting into that bottom left area without putting back, you tell them off.
What if you've got a summer salad party coming, you need 10 avocados?
Well, then you try and find another 10 ripe ones to put down the bottom left for the rest of the society.
Yeah, well, isn't possible, Will.
You need to pay it forward.
Take one, put one back.
You need to pay it forward.
Right,
absolutely. Take one, put one back.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go on a Dog Swamp, jeez.
Hey, Dog Swamp Woolies.
What happens there, mate?
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
I was just going to ask you guys, have you coloured your hair recently?
No.
I've been getting a lot of sun. Wow, why did I say it like that?
I've been
in the sun.
So you've been getting bleached.
My hair gets very blonde in sun.
It looks very sun-kissed, actually, Woods.
Thanks, Will. I really appreciate it.
Why? Have you done something with your hair recently, Will?
Oh, I shaved it recently.
Yeah.
Oh, it is all gone.
Yeah.
Look at that.
No, Woods, yours is looking particularly sun-kissed.
Yeah, do you want me to show you the back?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks good, Woods.
So, that's just from the sun.
Well,
Woody, what have you had done?
Hang on, no, how recently?
Oh, just...
Woody,
I'm just asking,
hang on. 2 months ago,
what did you have done?
2 months ago,
I had
a bit of a
Tara.
Our media girl, her dad does your hair, doesn't he?
You got your hair coloured.
No, I didn't.
And you asked for it to be sun kissed.
Can we get Tara, our media girl?
No. No, we can't.
Tyra.
Was this for the dag in a bag photo shoot or
it was post that. So Tyra.
Judas.
Judas.
How are you going, Judas? When did you tell him?
I may have told him on Friday night by accident. I thought everyone assumed and knew.
When you were in the chill zone.
Yeah.
We were in a bit of a chill time.
Okay, Tyra, no more.
Woody?
Yeah.
Explain
I can't believe
yourself.
You didn't notice, Will.
Well, because you go out
I
the
didn't,
sun
mate.
A lot.
It was I timed it perfectly. It was 2 months ago.
Just before you
timed
did your photo
it perfectly,
shoot.
Did you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you didn't notice it because you noticed everything.
So it was right before the dag in the bag.
No, it was post dag on a bag.
Right.
If you go to dag on a bag,
what about
photos,
the tour in the pool?
You can see my hair.
Was it before the tour in the pool?
The same day, mate.
No, I thought, really? I thought they were different shoots.
No.
Oh,
that's the thing about photo shoots. You can make it look like a different day.
We're all hanging out for Flogging a Log.
Fogging a log is coming.
So what did you actually get done? You got your hair bleached.
I didn't get my hair.
No, you got it sun-kissed.
You're going to have to ask Tara. Tara, what exactly did I get done?
You just got a bit of a sun-kissed.
Christmas.
We just went and sat in the sun for a while.
Yeah.
So she put some peroxide in your hair.
I don't know what you put in there, mate, but, you know.
Woody, does your girlfriend know this? Courtney doesn't even know.
I don't know.
My
it's
God.
Time for the traffic.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Will Woods, Adam Levine. Love him from this song. All the moves like Jagger.
I've got the moves. Well, we probably know him from a lot of other songs.
Yeah, that was the first
Maroon
one.
Maroon 5.
Yeah.
We're actually not a bad band.
Hey, they're
at one stage.
They're good. Good band.
He's a rooster.
Anyway, some of the songs about James Goodham.
He was on Ellen.
Yeah.
Oh, Maddie, you're so slow.
Oh, it's frozen.
Oh, no, quick.
Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
As Dory.
As Dory.
Right, so you had a lot of Ellen grabs.
We had that all ready to go. Anyway, is the next one ready, Maddie? Yeah. Okay, so Adam Levine, he's just had his baby to his wife. Now, I told you guys this story on Friday. Just picked up the audio. Ellen actually named his kid.
Yes.
Here they are talking about it on the show.
So I'm like going through it and I think I have a great name and I texted Ellen and I was like, what do you think? She's like, I hate it. I think it's a terrible name. And I was like, cool. So what, you know, okay, all right. And she's like, okay, what? Like, she gave me like five names to think about. She's like, this, Dusty was in there. So you basically named my kid.
I did name your kid.
So Ellen named his kid. So they named the kid something else.
Imagine how debilitating that would be for the child.
Why? Yeah.
Your parents didn't even pick your own name.
That's not that bad.
I think it's
pretty bloody bad.
Why? As long as you have a good name, I'd be
guys,
happy.
Guys, like, I'm your first child. At least put the time in together to sit down and come up with a bloody name for me. You've got 9 months to do it.
But then it's so hard.
Oh, no, I just messaged a television show host to give me five names which I could pick from, like, a raffle when you were actually born. But thanks, like, Dad.
My child
your
will
legend.
Want...
Jeez, I can't wait to grow up to be you.
My child will want me to text you because otherwise I'm going to call it something stupid.
Your wife, you mean?
No. What?
The child's
not going to be texting. Text Will, Woody.
Yeah, he will. He'll be bloody smart.
you might want to take that up with my mum, Will, because she named my brother Jamie originally.
Great name.
Then all the nurses in the hospital, because you've got, I think if it's like 2 to 4 weeks or something to actually put the pen to the paper and name the actual kid, she was calling him Jamie. And that's what my dad, they said, he's a beautiful little boy, Jamie. All the nurses, no, he's a Nicholas. And they kept calling him Nicholas. And in the end, my mum went, actually, I see it now. This is 2 weeks later. He's a Nicholas.
Right.
And they named him Nicholas Axel Anderson.
I prefer Jamie. I love Jamie.
Axel.
That's my grandfather's name. Right. So, yeah.
Mm.
You're on with the sledges today, Will.
Mate, no, I think Axel's a good name.
Oh, I thought you
Axel
were saying,
Whitehead?
Yeah.
Whitehead.
Yeah, remember Axel Whitehead?
He was a great actor on Australian, and he was on Australian Idol. Yeah.
He was on Australian Idol season.
And he was a host of one of those TV shows.
Give us a call, Axel.
Anyway, what I want to talk about here, Will and Woods, is did you change your baby's name after someone told you they didn't like the one that you'd originally picked?
Okay.
So kind of like Adam Levine and Ellen, like my mum here, give us a call, 131060. So you named your kid, and then someone's come in and gone, oh, nah. That's not okay. You don't call your kid that.
Okay, so you got a bit of time.
Yeah.
Yep. Someone should have told Gwyneth Paltrow.
Why?
She can name her kid Apple.
That's right. But I like that name.
Stupid name.
Yeah.
Apple?
Yeah.
Gugh.
Apples are tasty
and juicy. You might need to send old Uncle Will a text when your baby's born as well.
No,
Hides.
I've got Harmony, Thunder, Justice.
Thunder?
Yeah, I like that name. Stormy.
Stormy?
Stormy.
Stormy and Thunder. If you have twins, that'd be good.
Axel, Betty,
what
they're all names that
Sunny
I like.
Sunny, top of 23? Just other weather reports?
Give us a call, 131060.
Got Alison here from Melville. Alison, how you going?
Hello, how are you?
Good. This happened to you?
Yes, it did, actually. I had my daughter in 2000, and I liked the name Abigail because I was going to name her after the duck from Aristocat. And when my daughter was born, my mom and everyone else were in the delivery room, and they went, nah, we're not going to name her Abigail. She's a Chloe.
What?
So we named her Chloe.
And how did you feel about that in the moment? When you saw your child, did you think, oh, yeah, she's definitely a Chloe?
I was... okay with that when they named her, because then I thought, nah, she'll get teased being Abigail, you know?
No.
Name Abby. I could have. She could have been called Abby, but
yeah, it would have been fine.
Right. Abigail's a beautiful name.
I knew you should flip it over. How old's Chloe?
16 now.
Yeah, flip it over. I say before 18, you can flip it.
Thanks to call, Alison.
Jane
Alison.
From Midland, how you going?
Hi, how you going?
Good, thank Jane. You. What's happened to you, Jane? You changed the name of your child?
Yeah, I wanted to name our child James. My husband wanted Corey. We couldn't agree, so that was okay. So when he was born, he was actually Shane, and we had a really weird spelling. Everyone that came in sort of looked and thought, he's not really a Shane. Mm. All his baby cards and gifts and everything were to Shane, so he's got beautiful mugs and bibs and everything else for Shane on it. And, and then the nurse came in and spelt his name wrong, and we said, no, he's not Shane anymore, and we called him CJ.
You called him what's
TJ?
Name?
CJ.
CJ.
Corey James.
So it's not S-E-E-J-A-Y. It's his full name. His first name is Corey James.
Yeah.
With a hyphen or just a full Corey James?
No, Corey James.
So he was a Shane, though.
And all his babies.
Is the nurse dyslexic? Or how do we get from Shane to Corey James?
But his Shane was C-H-E-Y-N-E.
Oh, okay. And then so you went, okay, Corey is close to
E-Y-N-E. Rightio.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so did you have to legally change it? Had you already written it on the birth certificate and stuff?
We written it on everything, but then we hadn't processed it, so we were lucky. Yeah, so we've got all these baby guards for this baby called Shane, and we haven't got a baby called Shane.
Oh, well, if anybody's after any Shane paraphernalia.
Spelt C-H-E-Y-N-E.
Give us a call, and we might be able to help you out with a bib or something.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Big, big announcement for you guys regarding our world-famous rooftop. Particularly large for a person in this studio as well. Have a listen. Thank
you. At Hit 92.9, we're famous for bringing the world's biggest acts.
Let's have some fun.
Real close. From getting you within touching distance of the one and only Justin Bieber.
This shit was dope.
To helping Macklemore.
Everybody.
With a bit of crowd surfing.
This is literally the most important rooftop in the entire world.
So, who's hitting the top floor next? He's one of the world's greatest entertainers.
This is what I do for a living.
An icon of British pop who's created some of the world's biggest hits.
I nearly cried.
Robbie.
I'm a singer. I'm a songwriter.
William. And to celebrate his new album,
Party Like a Russian,
the heavy entertainment show,
end of discussion.
He's coming to Australia for a one-off Australian radio exclusive.
Right here.
Yes.
Robbie Williams, live on our world-famous rooftop.
I'm gonna give it all of my love in.
From the station that gets you front and center with your faves.
Robbie Williams is live. Brace yourself.
Hit 92.9.
Now, that's happening. God. Ando had no idea.
Oh, my God. I just nearly cried.
You thought it was Nelly all morning.
Yes.
We hoodwinked you.
Yeah.
Robbie Williams, what would you do to go and see Robbie Williams?
I would do anything. Okay, I don't know if I should have said that.
Got it on record. It's all we needed.
Perfect.
No, but like, you guys don't understand. I've been a massive fan for him. Back when I was in high school, I used to play his CD on repeat all the time. When I moved to the UK, my biggest dream was to run into him in the street, and I never got to meet him. We've interviewed him once, and it was on the phone.
Yeah.
I now know what it's like, you know, those Justin Bieber girls when they get, when he's coming to town. That's how
you're
I just fangirling.
Felt.
I fangirled really bad.
Bloody exciting.
And you'd do anything to go and see.
Okay, I don't know about that. I've done a lot this year, guys. Can't you just reward me and just say...
No, absolutely not.
When is he coming?
No, the boys do not give free tickets to the world famous rooftop. We're the guardians of those tickets as well.
So,
We could also be sending you guys as well. This isn't just about Hides. You and your best friend, the world famous rooftop in Sydney, to see Robbie Williams performing live. Now, Hides.
When is it?
I'm going to lock that down.
21st of November.
God, I'll just check my diary.
You're a wedding. But, yeah, mate, I know you are bloody keen.
Am I allowed to go?
No, quite seriously, I have this on very good authority. You can only go...
If I do what?
Well, that's yet to be decided.
Oh, please be nice.
No, and quite seriously, you will not go unless you do it.
I've bungee jumped on this show. I've skydived. I've got a tattoo on my bum that says Hot FM.
What else could we be doing? Hey, funny story. I actually bought Robbie Williams' new album yesterday. The Heavy...
What was it, Woods?
The Heavy Entertainment Show. Yeah, features his new single, I Love My Life. You can get your copy now. I love my life.
And you love Robbie Williams.
Oh, my God. Will I get to meet him if I go?
Oh, I can't guarantee that. Oh.
You'd have to do something pretty epic for that.
I think to get a meet and greet, you'd have to... Oh, geez, I don't know. I reckon we'd be allowed to tie Bleeding Fish to you and put you...
In a shark tank.
No, a couple hundred metres off Rottnest, no shark tank. Yeah, you're pretty much dying for Robbie Williams.
Worth it, I reckon. Lose a leg for Robbie. Get that hashtag going. Lose a leg for Robbie.
I'd love to pass him as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Anyway, we've got a wonderful bit of audio, Hides, which we will be playing back to you in the coming weeks before that.
I will do anything.
Yeah, we've got a lockdown. Hey, a little bit of Robbie Williams to get you guys excited as well. He's playing on our world famous rooftop. It's going to be the 21st of November. We're going to let you guys find out how to do it, but be listening tomorrow. For your chance to get on the standby list for us to fly you over there with your best mate, Flights.com, The Works, Robbie Williams in Sydney. Bye.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Will and Woods, let's talk about secrets.
Ooh.
If you've got one, give us a call on 131060. What lengths have you gone to keep it? So Jacinta Campbell, Buddy Franklin, they got married on Friday. Now, obviously, a lot of people wanted the photos. There would have been a lot of paparazzi trying to follow them because there was word that they were getting married. So they got everyone on the day to hashtag that they're in New Zealand, that they're in Adelaide. And then they also had their names as Tony and Shaz. So if you go to Instagram and you look up hashtag Tony and Shaz's wedding, it's Buddy Franklin and Jacinta Campbell.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great activity for the Arvo.
Well, yeah. If you're on Instagram and you want to check out their photos, she's got a $20,000 dress
on. You're bored on a Monday.
Can't wait for that one.
Hashtag Shaz and Tony.
I can't wait to update myself on the shots that...
But I want to talk about secrets because can you imagine trying to keep a big secret?
Yeah, I've got a few whoppers.
So how do you avoid blurting it out or the other person finding out? And
no, you just, if it's a big, you just lock it. You just don't tell anyone.
Then that kind of defeats what's going to happen next.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that people shouldn't be loose-lipped.
I want people to ring tell me their secrets.
I think what Hides is saying is that, like, if you've had a secret that you've had bottled up for a while, that sometimes there are certain hurdles that you've got to get around to keep it a secret.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
So I had, I think I've told you guys this on the show before, but there's a girl that I know from home, good family friend. Anyway, her dad isn't her real dad, and she's never been told.
Yeah,
but her mum moved them into the next town so that she would never walk into this guy and run into his new daughters because they look the same.
Yeah, that's massive.
Yeah, so that's a secret that is still held within our group of friends.
And they're the sorts of lengths that you go to keep something under wraps if it needs to be.
Yeah, like
under
move
wraps.
Town.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So wowee,
you told me a whopper.
Did I?
Well, I cannot repeat it, but it knocked me off my chair.
Did I really?
And
so you're carrying around a secret?
Am I?
Yeah, involved someone's front lawn.
What lengths have you gone?
I don't remember.
Girl on the front lawn. Come on, mate.
Girl on the front lawn.
Woody?
House party.
My house party?
Yeah. Oh, I can't believe you can't remember this.
Yeah. Was I? Had I had a few when I
told you? Yeah.
Oh, it's truth. I don't know.
Don't drop that S-bomb then. Okay. 131060.
What are you doing? Why are you saying that now?
He's trying to throw you under a bus.
This is the sort of the area.
Oh, right. You know? But I haven't done anything. I just haven't spoken about that.
No.
I've clearly let that slip recently.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. What lengths do you go to keep a secret? Don't drink with Woody.
So 131060, what lengths have you gone to keep a secret? Like I said, maybe you're still holding on to that secret and you just need to get it off your chest now. Okay. Give us a call.
I got Paige here from Mandra. Paige, how you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Good.
What lengths have you gone to keep it secret?
Well, I'm actually in... I'm actually keeping a secret at the moment.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah. From who?
Stop.
From my hubby.
Yeah.
I'm busting at the seams to sort of tell everyone that
you're
I can't
a man.
Get.
What is the secret?
So it's his 30th birthday this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. He flies home from work, and I've got a camping and fishing trip organised with his friends, and then a massive surprise 30th birthday.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, wow. Where are your fishing page?
Monkey Mire and sort of Shark Bay.
Oh, well, so he obviously can't hear this right now. He's working away.
No, he's working away. He's on night shift, so there's absolutely no chance of him hearing it.
Okay. So what have you got to do to keep the secret page?
Yeah, how have you done that?
So we've got two kids. So I've organised that we pick him up from the airport, and I've told a lie that we're going to stay with his parents.
Oh, yeah.
And we drop the kids off, and I'm hoping that when we get there, I can sort of sneak all the things out of the car that we don't need to and that we don't need to take. And hopefully in the morning, I'm going to say to him, look, we're just going to go for a night away. And when we get there, all his friends are there, and we've got a whole week planned.
Oh, mate, Paige, that is bloody
that
exciting.
That is wife of the year.
Yeah, can you keep us updated with that one, mate? Couple of tweets.
No worry.
Yeah, that'd be delicious.
Good luck, Paige.
Good stuff.
Wow.
I'm Michelle here from Ballajura. Michelle, how are you?
Yeah.
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. What do you want to say, Will?
I was just going to say, back on the Paige thing, big turnaround. She's really done it well taking him to your parents' place as well. Like, really drop him to rock bottom before she takes him up again.
And she's going to
get, oh, we're all staying the weekend at your parents' house. You're like, oh, awful. My God.
What a party.
Michelle, what lengths are you going to keep a secret?
My mother-in-law told me what she was getting my husband for Christmas one year.
Yeah.
And he knew that she had told me. So on the way home from her house, he grilled me. What am I getting?
Oh,
nothing.
No.
What am I getting? Nothing. And he said, that's fine. I'm just going to keep driving till you tell me. And when we ended up in Kalgoorlie, that was it. I gave in. Couldn't cope any longer.
No way.
Yeah.
So you drove all the way to Kalgoorlie from Perth?
From Armidale to Kalgoorlie, yeah.
Oh,
what was he so worried about?
Jobs?
Sorry?
Don't you have jobs that you had to go to the next day?
No, thankfully it was a weekend.
Oh,
but we literally turned around and drove straight back again.
So it's a 7-hour drive minimum. Michelle, what was he so concerned about? I mean, because if that's me, I'm only doing that if I'm really worried about something.
Oh, nothing. He wasn't concerned. He's just not one for secrets. If he knows he's getting something, he wants to know what it is now.
What's the what was the gift, Michelle?
Yeah, was it worth
of
it?
Of all things, it was an Akubra hat, so it wasn't even amazing.
If Heidi, Will and Woody's catch up got you in the mood to party, catch up with friends 24/7 at Crown. Crownperth.com.au.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.